And of course, when we think of just the climate that we have here for farming, it's maybe something that we take for granted, especially when you think of, we might be complaining about all the rain, but the land sure isn't, especially when you compare to other countries that have had years of droughts on the one hand and also floods on the other hand. Well, September is the month of the season of creation and it's marked by Christians all over the world. And as part of this, Tear Fund Ireland are highlighting how climate change is impacting some of the world's poorest farmers in places like Ethiopia. On the line to share with us more about this, we have Amanda Prather from Tear Fund Ireland. Amanda, I know that you have been working with farmers in Ethiopia. Tell us a little bit about just the extreme weather that they are experiencing and the impact that it's having.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Wendy, to share about this. So recently we've been able to talk to our partners in Ethiopia, and they told us that outside of conflict, the biggest thing that's facing the people of Ethiopia today that's most challenging is changing weather patterns. So the rains come at the wrong time, and crops don't grow. There is prolonged drought. I think there's been five seasons in a row of high harvest without any rain, and then this next coming one has forecasted for little to no rain. And then when they do come on the dry ground, it can't soak up the water because it's so hard that then there's flash flooding. And so the crops are lost, and then that means that they're unable to grow. And when there's not a harvest, it means a loss of income. So we're seeing a lot of people that are easily losing hope. And then because of their lack of income and lack of food, they're getting into debt that's just really hard to get out of.
And in terms of just telling the stories, often it's a way to really understand, but just looking at things through the eyes of an individual. And I know that particularly a man called Labiso, who's been a farmer since he was 15 in Ethiopia, just shared with you their experience.
Yeah, one of the things he told us is that climate change has made farming so difficult that some farmers have even had to start begging for their daily food. So as you mentioned, you know, there's the plowing championships going on. So right now, you know, We're honoring farming and we're looking at that. And so we are lucky to have an abundance of rain here. And so, for you know, we understand the importance of farming, but to imagine to not have that, how that impacts your country. So for Labiso, he found that his income was decreasing, his children had to give up school, they had very little clothing to wear, and they had to migrate to other areas just to find food.
And in terms of, Amanda, because obviously when we're talking about these extreme weather events, there are things that are, for now, I mean, we can do what we can to mitigate climate change, but they're hard to control. How do you manage that when you're working on the ground? You know, it's different to kind of long-term planning where you're trying to implement certain strategies in place for sustainable farming and things like that. So how do you navigate that all? Tell us a little bit about the work that's happening on the ground at the moment.
Yeah, like you said, weather is something that we just can't control. But what we can do is we can trust that God can restore creativity, he can give us new insights, he share wisdom with us. So one of the ways we've been able to do that is using conservation agriculture. And so that focuses on three principles, and it's using what you have. So it's minimum tillage, natural mulch cover. So for example, if you have maize crops that have failed, you can take those and put that on top of the crops that you're trying to grow, and it'll retain the moisture, and then just different crop rotation. So this allows the soil to stay fertilized, and you're not having to use expensive fertilizers. And people that see that expensive fertilizer think, oh, well, I can't even bother to farm. But now that they know that they don't have to have it, it helps them. And Labiso shared the things that he learned. So he protected the crop root from direct sunlight, keeping in the moisture and protecting it from animals, and even planting crops with wide leaves to protect soil from the sun. All of these things working together allow the harvest to grow and withstand those climate change that's happening. And so it enables them to better prepare for the future and to have hope, which is something that they've lost so much of.
Yeah, and I know just we've talked before about Amanda, sometimes we can feel helpless in these situations, but when you've been working with people on the ground, for them to know that they have our prayers and support means so much. I think it's important as well that obviously the work of Tear Fund, it's anchored in your Christian ethos, and how it is such an important part of our Christian faith to make sure that we care not just for the environment, but for the people in the planet that God has given us at the same time. It's part of our Christian mission to do that.
It is. And I think one of the big overarching questions relating to climate and climate justice is this fair? Is the way that I live just and fair in relation to people around the world? Because Galatians 6:2 tells us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And so we're seeing that climate change is something that's impacting the most vulnerable and poorest people in the world, and yet we're not feeling the full brunt of it yet, but it's something that is going on and is impacting those like Labiso and his family that are just really struggling.
Well, thank you so much for giving us that update, Amanda, and for the work that Tear Fund is doing. That's Amanda Prather from Tear Fund Ireland. And if you want to connect up with their work and indeed support it, you can go to tearfund.ie.